House Speaker Sherm Packard, Good Morning New Hampshire, GMI Studios this morning with a legislative update. Mr. Speaker, how are you?
I'm fine this morning. How are everybody there doing?
Well, plenty to talk about, right? Plenty to talk about.
That's true.
I want to get any update legislatively you have, but a question yours truly started to ask yesterday morning. And I heard the governor, and you've talked about it a week or so ago, deliver the state of the state. The governor said we have record revenues in New Hampshire, way beyond estimates in the next year and a half. Like, I don't know, what is it, $238 million above rest? I don't know the number. It's never a huge surplus.
Right now it's about $250 roughly, yeah.
$250, wow. Above revenue estimates. We have billions coming in from the infrastructure bill for the roads. So let me ask you, Mr. Speaker, good or bad idea, should New Hampshire temporarily suspend our 24 cents a gallon state gas tax?
Well, it's certainly something that has been asked of me in the past week or so, whether that would be a good idea. And it's obviously open for discussion, and I'm sure that the governor and I and the Senate president will have that discussion. But I just got to be a little bit cautious and to stop and have everybody stop and think about this. The problem we're in this situation is because we have a president that doesn't know what he's doing. And he could solve this problem in a matter, as I just heard you say, in probably a matter of weeks, if he would just release those drilling rights and get the American manufacturers to ramp up a little bit. I heard that we get like 3% of our oil from Russia. That could be taken care of immediately. Excuse me. But going back to doing suspending our gas tax, that would, I believe, and I don't have a figure right off the top of my head, but that would kind of really hit our highway fund pretty hard. And then let's say we did it, and January 1st comes when we reinstitute it, we'd be instituting almost 25 cents a gallon on top of what it is at that point. It'd be still good for a while, but would it really solve any problem? Is I guess the discussion we'll have to have.
Well, my question to you, Mr. House Speaker, not to drill down more, no pun intended. Yes, it would hurt the gas fund, if you will, but don't we or do we not have record revenues from the state and federal billions coming in on the infrastructure bill with money aimed at the roads? I mean, don't we have enough money coming in that we could offset to give people even 2 months break until we figure this out? Because 24 cents a gallon times 14-gallon tank, Maine's looking at it. I think they've introduced legislation. New York, a lot of states are looking at it. It's one thing that the state can do, right?
Oh, it's not something that I've dismissed. I just wanted to make sure everybody, and again, it would depend on the length of time that you did it for, whether you did it for, just maybe July and August, or you did it all the way up until January. And those are the things that we need to sit down and have a discussion on as to the financial aspect of whether it be a month, 2 months, or 6 months. And that's what we haven't got around to, but it is something that it's high on my list right now to do, because I have had some people asking me about that.
Have you spoken with the governor or Senate President Morse on this yet?
The Senate President and I have had some discussions, not deep discussions, But I haven't spoken with the governor about this yet, no.
All right. Anything else legislatively, Mr. House Speaker Sherm Packard, you want to update us on?
Well, we go back into the chamber for the first time in 2 years tomorrow.
So, wow, there you go.
There we go. I mean, it's the end of what we've had to do for the past 2 years to try and keep people safe. Now our numbers are down drastically. I guess we had under 100 new cases yesterday. Hospitalizations are below 50. We're back in the chamber tomorrow, and next week we're back in the chamber for 3 days to get bills done.
Are you getting resistance from some lawmakers who don't want to return physically?
We're getting some resistance from members of the other party that they don't want to go back into the chamber, but going back into the chamber is about as safe as any place we could go in the state at this point.
Are you going to be out of a quorum and get things passed and enough if, like, say, 40% of or 30% or 50% of Democrats don't come back?
Yeah, we'll be able to. We'll still be able to do our business.
All right,
yeah.
Mr. House Speaker, legislature returning tomorrow. Thank you, Sherm Packard, for joining us, GMI Studios. Good morning, New Hampshire. Thank you.